Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, welcome back. Is it really Monday? It is here. We're going to, make the most of it, though. Actually, but for a Monday, we got a really busy strategy-laden show, if I may say that. Strategy, and I'll tell you what, this goes back to just about everything that we talked about last week, at least for 2 or 3 days of it. And it has to do with the idea of sequence of returns. Now, of course, here we go again. This sounds like some kind of thing that you're going to find in the back of a textbook somewhere. You know, somewhere in chapter 15, where they get into the technical stuff, like sequence of returns and the risks associated with it. Now, you may have heard this program. You may have, if you've heard this program or seen this program for a long time, you know we have talked about this before. You may have forgotten what it is. But we're going to tell you not just what it is, but, that's sort of only part of it. The big part of it is, how does it affect you as a retiree? And the answer is, it can a lot. That's why they tacked the word risk onto this whole idea of sequence of returns risk. Now, we're all about solutions on this program, strategic solutions. So we're going to talk about not only what this risk is, but how you may potentially avoid that risk. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have to take less out of your portfolio or take a cut in pay. Now, we'll talk about this. I'm excited, Professor Plum. I'm already getting ahead of myself. Almost given the synopsis of this entire thing, which would mean that, everything we say after that is just gravy.
Well, it will be. It's good gravy, though.
Good gravy? Is it important? A relative used to say that all the time.
That's good, so gravy.
Good gravy. Yeah, it is good gravy. Anyway, so we'll come back here in just a moment and talk about this, the whole idea of what it is. And I said it relates to something that we talked about last week, and it does. It relates to the idea of a 4%, the whole idea of the 4% rule or guideline. It relates to strategy in the sense of buckets. It relates to how people get strategy wrong. We talked a lot about that last week. All kinds of things. So we'll get to that coming up. Now, your chance to call in, of course, is right now. We have lines open. We've done this. We've cleared all the lines. We've dusted them off after the weekend, and they're ready for you. You can give us a call and talk to us about any money issue that you have. Brain Trust is here. We're here for the next couple hours to take advantage while you can. Our phone lines open at 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails, of course, get to some of those at wealthed.com. That's where you go to send the emails, wealthed.com. There's a link near the upper right part that says find your answer. Part of the page says find your answer, and that's what you do. Click on that and send it to us here in the studio. And help off the air is always available to you. I want to remind you of this, and I probably should remind you of this more often during the hour. It's not just here on the show. It's not just answering questions for people for 2 or 3 minutes where we give the kind of surface answers on this whole thing. It's about an entire financial plan. It's about, and not just the financial plan, but it's also the investment side of the financial plan. There are a whole bunch of different operating mechanisms going on behind the scenes, And if you need to talk to the Brain Trust and get it started, it's important that you make the phone call. 800-644-1150 is the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. They'll help you out. That's what they're there for. They do this all day long for thousands of people, and they'll help you out as well. 800-644-1150. Make an appointment, talk to somebody, and just have them take the lead. You can call them up and just say, hey, I heard them talking about financial plans. I want some more information. I want to talk to one of the Brain Trust advisors, possibly even Professor Plum. 800-644-1150. Just call him after you get off, after we get off the air here in a couple hours. All right, again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. I said that it's sounds kind of textbook-like to say something like sequence of returns risk. It just sounds like one of those economics things that everybody runs and hides from. And that may be true, which may be why a lot of people sort of ignore it when you hear it brought up, Professor Plum. But I tell you what, it can have a huge, is it huge, effect on somebody's chances of a successful, and by that I mean, you know, money-filled retirement.
Well, there's a lot of terms that we come across that we just don't want to deal with. And so we stick our head in the sand and we think that it's not going to affect us if we don't think of the word. It doesn't actually work that way. And sequence of returns has to do with, are you going to be very lucky or unlucky in the first 10 years of your retirement? Lucky in the sense that, will the market be your friend or will the market have some bad times? And it's all about basically the next 5 to 10 years if you're retiring today. If you have better than expected performance over the next 10 years, it's pretty hard to screw up your life after that financially, unless you just get on a crazy spending spree. However, where the, you know, this whole 4% rule, you've heard us talk about it, you've heard other people talk about the 4% rule, that if you, you know, have a 50-50 stock bond split balanced portfolio, 60-40, they've done it both ways, and you take less than 4-4.5% out each year, inflation adjusted, you have about a 96-92, I can't remember the exact number, but a better than 90% chance of success. Well, by its very definition, it says there is a chance for failure too. Yeah. Not a big one, but a chance for failure. The larger the distribution, the higher the chance of failure. Now, that's probably a true statement, depending upon, no matter what strategy you use, if you start taking too much money out, yeah, it's going to fail at some point. You get up into the 8, 9, 10, 12% distribution patterns, money's not going to last for 20, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. But the response to the 4% rule having a failure rate was, instead of changing the strategy, let's change our distribution. Well, I guess that's changing the strategy. Change it so that we take out less. So only take out 1.9% of your portfolio from the starting point. So if I had $1 million, just for easy math, I would take out $19,000 a year, and then each year I can adjust it for inflation going forward, and I have a much higher chance of success than I would taking a 4%. Well, it kind of goes with, you know, with reason that that makes
sense.
Well,
if you're going to take less money, you probably will have less chances you're going to run out sooner than later.
But if I'm a millionaire, I have that $1 million sitting out there at retirement, $19,000 seems like a fairly low distribution. And even the people that, you know, are proponents of the 1.9, 2.2, whatever the rate of return they've come up with, they say that most of the time being 90% or more, that will end up being a huge inheritance windfall for your heirs, and it'll cut your financial life short. So where do we go with this? Do we take our chances by taking a higher number out and use that 50-50 portfolio, 60-40 portfolio? Because that way I can have one portfolio. It's very easy to manage for somebody to, you know, I have one thing, I only have to worry about it, and I don't even have to think about it. They're just going to send me a check every month, every year, every quarter, whatever the case I've set it up to be. And they'll rebalance it and keep it intact at 50-50, 60-40, whatever I set up. And I'll be balanced for the rest of my life, and I have a pretty good chance that I'll never outlive my money. And who knows what's going to happen in the future. You're right. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. But wouldn't it be better to maybe change something other than the distribution rate and change the way you're taking money out of the portfolio? You can have the same, almost the same portfolio, but instead of taking the money out of the volatile areas, change it. And this is the problem with the 4% rule that they've set up. This is the problem with using one portfolio to fit all your needs. This is the problem of just taking money out of a portfolio and having volatility in that same portfolio. It doesn't even have to be dramatic volatility. It doesn't have to be a 50% loss to really screw up things. A couple flat years where you're taking money out. A couple of moderately down years when you're taking money out, where you're taking money out of the down component, is going to have an ill effect, so to speak, on your portfolio. How much of a problem? Depends on what, how much it goes down, how quickly it goes down, how quickly it recovers. All things that are just not in your control. You can't control when the market goes down, how long it will go down, how much it will go down, and or how long it will take to recover. You have absolutely no control of that. What you do have control over is where you take your cash flow, where you take your distribution. Do you take it from a portfolio that's down at the time and think, well, it'll just come back up even more next year? Or do you set yourself up to protect yourself against these downturns? Now, anytime you protect yourself, you're going to give up something. You're going to give up maybe being a billionaire or millionaire or whatever, a bigger millionaire. You know, it may limit your upside exposure when you die. It may limit your legacy.
Or even when the market happens to go up, but it during also the course of a year.
May limit your running out of money. What are you more concerned with? Limiting your legacy or limiting your exposure to, or your time to run out of money?
Yeah, I think of all the surveys that I've seen, most retirees have said, in fact, the vast majority, have said that they would rather lose less than take a chance and try to make more.
I mean, don't want to go without money.
You don't want to gamble. All right, especially with your retirement savings. Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to give you more concrete evidence of this and tell you why else it's important to you. 877-PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Talking strategy, buckets, investing. We do it all here on this program. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Talking about an element of strategy that's one of the most important. In fact, it may be one of the reasons why, Professor Plum, we set up buckets in the first place, years and years and decades ago.
It is one of the driving forces behind why we do what we do.
It is. And when we're talking about this kind of thing, here's what it boils down to. You know, people say, look, you got a portfolio, all right? You're going to take out a certain amount per year, all right? The rule of thumb, whatever you want to say, for a while has been right around 4% per year. We'll give you a pretty darn good, maybe 90-some-odd percent chance that your money will last at least 30 years. Okay, many people can live with that. Now, as they've looked closer at these things and watched interest rates stay low and guarantees stay low, they're saying, okay, a couple years ago, as you said, Professor Plum, they came out and said 4%, nah, it's too high. We're going to lower this down to 1.9%. So if you got $1 million, most you could take safely is $19,000 per year. Now, if you're taking money out of what they say a balanced portfolio, and you're just selling off what needs to be sold off to collect your $19,000 per year, and the market goes up, the market goes down, you just keep taking it and rebalancing it, actually 1.9%, that 4% probably wouldn't work, at least not all the time. We contend the problem, Professor Plum, is not 4%. The problem is the strategy itself. So,
the problem is where you're taking your distributions from is where the problem rises.
Yes, that's the strategy.
The selling of something when it is lower in value than you needed it to be, expected it to be, or put into it originally, that's the problem.
Yeah, so let's take this scenario once again.
Now, anytime we're talking about sequence of returns in retirement, you know, the 4% rule was based on a 30-year time horizon. So we do have to, if we're going to look into history and look into what's going on with the 4% rule, what other strategies are available, we have to go back in time. We can't go back to 2015, although if you went in 2015, you started in 2015, earned how much if you just had a stock portfolio? Nothing.
Virtually.
If you took out 5%, you needed to make 6% or almost to get back to even. Now, the next year did come back nicely, but you also took more money out of it. So you only had, you know, 90% of the money growing, and, you know, so it might have worked. But there's times where the market has been down more and or longer, and so sometimes we can't rely on the market to come back that quick like it did in 2016.
Yes, and so your only choice at that point, if you have one of those strategies where you just keep taking it out and, you know, hoping the market goes up.
Yeah, hope always works. That's a great plan.
That's what we want. We want a hope in retirement. That's called gambling. So let's take a couple of scenarios. What
do
you say?
Let's take a couple scenarios. Let's take a look.
Let's go back to 1969. In 1969, Mr. Smith, I really enjoy this, by the way, this scenario. This points it out very, very
cleanly. In 1969, Mr. Smith has $100,000. Okay, a lot of money.
January 1st, he retires.
He retires. So, he has 60% stocks, 40% bonds.
Nice portfolio.
Your typical mixture, right? 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. And what he wants to do is take $5,000 per year out. He doesn't care about getting a raise. He's going to take exactly that because that's what his mortgage is, about 400 and some odd bucks a month. And it's going to pay his mortgage for him, this $100,000.
Or some other fixed expense. But inflation is not the issue.
Exactly. He doesn't care. He doesn't need a raise every year. He's going to take $5,000 a year.
But he's taking a 5% non-inflation adjusted distribution. Oh, and he wants that for the rest of his life.
Right. Okay, 5%. Well, here's what happens. Year one, 1969, he takes 5% out. What did the market do? His stock portfolio, Professor Plum, was down 2.5%.
His balanced portfolio, even after reinvesting the income that was being received on the bonds, the dividends that was being received on the stocks, the total return for the balanced portfolio was a minus 2.6%.
Exactly. 1970, so he takes another $5,000 out in 1970.
Ah, but the market went up that year. The balanced portfolio covered his distribution.
5.3%, okay. 1971, 1972 even.
They doubled their distribution.
Well, because the market
distribution returns.
The portfolio was up 10.5% in 71. It was up 12, almost 13% in 1972. Hey, looking pretty good, right?
He's recovering.
We've only had one small down year. 1969, the first year he retired. We're in the money. But then 1973 happened and 1974 happened. In 1973, the portfolio lost 6.6%. Right. In 1974, it lost 12.6%. Keep in mind, he's still taking $5,000 a year out of this declining portfolio.
$417 a month.
His original balance at this point, Professor Plum, which was $100,000, by 1970, what is it here?
The end of 74.
The end of 74, his portfolio is just a tad under $70,000 left. He's got to make this thing last 30 years. He's down to like seven. He's down $30,000. This is not looking good for Mr. Smith. Okay, the next few years,
if you're taking $5,000 out of a $70,000 portfolio, that's about a 7% distribution. So he went from a 5% distribution to a 7% distribution.
Well, how long can you sustain that? All right. So anyway, we had a couple of very bad years in 73 and 74. But in 1975 and 76, we were up 25%, up 16.5%. Is it looking any better?
Well, it's looking better, but is it looking like it's going to last?
Well, here's the problem, Professor Plum. We were up those 2 years, slightly down in 1977. And then I see nothing but positive rates of return the rest of the way for the portfolio.
And that's true. They are positive for the remainder of a 30-year period for that 65-year-old retire in 1969. But are they positive enough?
Well, apparently they're not, because his $100,000 by 1978 was down to $70,000. By 80, he was down to $45,000, roughly. By 1987, he had just $16,000 left, and by 1989, his portfolio was completely exhausted. His $5,000 a month, or a year rather, that he needed out of this $100,000 portfolio, needed it to last 30 years. It barely lasted 20 years. And why is that, Professor Plum? Why is it that that portfolio didn't last that long?
Because he was withdrawing money from a portfolio that was down in value at several points in the first decade.
At strategic points.
And it wasn't even down that much. I mean, one of the downturns was minus two, or almost minus two of the four downturns were less than minus three. There were 2.6 and 2.4 on the negative side.
Right.
Those don't sound like big negatives, but it doesn't have to be big negatives. It just has to be a couple of them. And, you know, now, there were a couple of bigger negatives, but there were some very good years in those years, too. I mean, the worst downturn was a minus 12%, minus 12.6%. But there was a positive 16, a positive 25, a positive 23.
Yep.
I mean, there were some big years in there.
A positive 22 in the early 80s, a positive 14. You would think that that would have repaired things. But the problem was, Professor, the downturn happened early on in the portfolio. His sequence of returns was bad.
those positives were too little, too late. Keyword, late.
Exactly.
Because what if those good years had happened towards the beginning?
If those good years, if those bad years have been replaced by good years, well, we're going to find out what happens. We have another real-life scenario that we've used as an illustration with real-life numbers. All right, 877-PLANNER. This is fun stuff. Stick around for more. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You instantly get live, relevant information from a best business source. BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a half a million dollar cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Oh my, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we are really cranking the strategy out for you. We're going to get back to this whole idea of sequence of returns in just a moment. And we have lines open for you if you have questions, 877-PLANNER, you have comments, concerns about your money, where you're going, when you can retire, can you retire? Are you on the road to retirement? Can you get out when you want to get out? Give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. As we've, in talking about this idea of sequence of returns risk, Professor Plum, people have the decision to make. They say, gosh, I want to be out of work by, pick an age, 65. And that age is, 3 years from now. And I'm really getting nervous because what happens, if we have some really downturn market right after we retire?
Well, if you're going to retire in 3 years at 65, that means you're 62. Therefore, 100 minus your age, you should have 62%. Is it 62% in bonds or stocks? I always get that one backward.
Well, of course, it doesn't matter because you're being sarcastic right there. You see the sarcasm. You can hear it dripping through. Okay, so you don't want to say, I got to put off retirement because the markets might go down. Well, what we said before the break, we have a strategy to help address this. But before the break, we had a scenario. Mr. Smith in 1969. And we use the real rates of return. This is a fake person.
On a balanced portfolio.
On a balanced portfolio. In 1969, had $100,000. Not bad. He wanted $5,000 a year out of it.
Not just bad.
Straight $5,000 a year. Okay. Can you do that? You would think you could make it last 30 years. Well, his problem was that even though there's some really good years in the market, there were
four.
Was it four?
Four of the first 10.
Four of the first 10 years were downturns. In fact, two of them were only like 2.5%, not that bad. One was 6.5%. We did have a 12.5% downturn.
But that 12.5% downturn was followed by a 25% upturn.
Which should have, negated that, right?
Then that was followed by a 16% upturn.
Right. So the point is, in those first 10 years, those four bad years really killed his portfolio to the point where, literally it killed it, by 1989, that $100,000 Mr. Smith was taking $5,000 a year out, hoping to do it for 30 years, it was gone. His portfolio was out of money at that point. Now, the problem is,
we should be blaming the portfolio.
Yes, it's the portfolio.
That portfolio stunk.
It was awful.
Why would anybody manage a portfolio like that? That was horrible. Gosh.
So the problem was obviously Mr. Smith must have retired at the wrong time. And let's find out if that's true, because now we're going to switch scenarios. Ms. Jones, with whom Mr. Smith worked at the same company.
They were difference in age.
Difference in age. Ms. Jones said, hey, good luck to your retirement in 1969. I'm going to retire in 1979. I'll come join you. All right? Ms. Jones decides to retire in 1979. Guess what? She also has $100,000. Must have been a bonus they gave them for retiring.
And she needed $5,000 a year.
And she wanted $5,000 a year. And she needs it for 30 years. And it's a 60-40 mix. Exact same portfolio.
She has, even though it didn't work that well for Mr. Jones, Ms. Smith and Mr. Jones must not have talked about their portfolios because she did the exact same thing.
Identical. So now here's what happened.
60-40 stock bond split, managed, rebalanced every year, 5% distribution, no inflation factor, just 5% flat. He's running out of money.
He's out of money in 20 years, and she's noticing in 1979 that he's rapidly running out of money, so she's a little concerned, but she does it anyway. So hey, here's what happens, Professor Plum. She retires. 1979. Well, how about this? Some rates of return were pretty darn good. Do you realize, for the first several years, here's what you had, rates of return on Miss Jones' portfolio.
14.5%, 24% rounding, 4%, 17% up, 17% up, all these up years. As a matter of fact, throughout Ms. Jones' retirement,
20 years,
she didn't see a down year in her portfolio until 2000, 21 years after having retired. And that 2000 was only down a little. Okay, so here's the point. Here's the point. Mr. Smith had run out of money within before 20 years were up because there were some three or four bad years in the first 10, an early
downturn. Well, there
were
like two bad years, three or four not positive
well,
years.
Just, yeah, down years. Well, Ms. Jones, after 20 years, not only is not out of money, Professor Plum, but in 1999, her original $100,000 that she's been taking $5,000 a year out every
uh-huh,
year,
uh-huh.
what's it worth? $664,000.
So she's put a six-pack on top. She's got a six.
But I thought the portfolios were identical, and they were taking exactly the same amount of money out every year.
They managed their financial life
exactly
the
same
way. But what was different? The time horizon was different. And unfortunately, when we're sitting at a point in time, we don't know what the next decade is going to bring us. We don't know how volatile on the positive or negative side, how many times we may be up or down. And we've shown that having good years isn't necessarily the savior for a couple of bad years. I mean, and those good years were a lot higher percentage upside than the downside. How do we go about managing a portfolio? Is it really the portfolio's fault? Did Mr. Smith have the wrong portfolio? And it's not the problem of the portfolio. The problem was that they were taking money out of a volatile portfolio. So I said, let's take a look at this a different way. Let's use that same portfolio. Let's go into retirement in 1969. Same goal, same current assets, $5,000 a year distribution, $100,000 starting point, same portfolio, 60-40 stock bond split, managed exactly the same way. In fact, identical return results of the portfolio, but let's change the strategy one way. Let's take half of the money that the individual has and put it into the mattress, put it into a tin can, put it into something that earns nothing.
Let's say a bank account that earns 0%, which,
so
okay.
So what we're doing is we're only putting half of the money in the portfolio.
So $50,000, Professor Plum, is going into no interest, earning nothing. It's just going to sit there. The other $50,000 is going to do the 60-40 mix.
Now, the $50,000 in the no interest bearing nothing isn't going to just sit there because we're going to withdraw $5,000 a year. We're going to take $5,000 a year out of an account that earns nothing. Now, obviously, that'll last for how many years? 10.
10 years.
$50,000, $5,000 a year coming out, 10 years. So at the end of each 10-year segment, we've got to go back to the portfolio. And we go back to the portfolio and we pull $50,000 out of it to give ourselves another 10 years worth of time. $50,000, $5,000 a year out, pull $50,000 out. We're not trying to time the market. We're just trying to buy some time for the market. And so Mr. Smith, who was down to $70,000 after 10 years, if he had taken $50,000 off the top, put it off the side,
and earned
only
nothing,
put $50,000 into the portfolio where he didn't touch it, where would he have been in 10 years? He would have been at about, where am I at here? I forgot, I lost my track, but he would have been down a little bit. He would have been down about $75,000, $80,000. Not quite down as much as he was before, but he actually had $83,000, he pulled money off. The money had come back. Where its key is, after 20 years, Mr. Smith was out of money at the end of 20 years by putting 100% of the money in the portfolio, the 60-40 balanced portfolio, taking $5,000 out of it. By doing $50,000 in cash and every 10 years replenishing it, after 20 years, when he was out of money the first time, he's got a little over $100,000 left at the same point in time. Same portfolio, same distribution, same time horizon. One time horizon ends up with zero money left over. One strategy where you're taking money out of arguably a safer overall portfolio, still have at least what you started with left. And at the end of 30 years, Mr. Smith lived to be 95. And when he died, his heirs got $170,000.
And by the way, Mr. Smith got his $5,000 a year every single year.
And I misspoke. It's $190,000. That's not bad. I mean, he didn't run out of money. And all he did different, he didn't change the portfolio. He just changed how much he put in it and where he was taking his distributions from. That is the difference between spending a volatile portfolio and not spending a volatile portfolio. It's just, we just use the portfolio slightly differently.
In fact,
we made it more safe. Now, obviously, this comes at a cost, right? Because if Miss Jones, had done the same thing, she would have given up tons and tons of money. Tons of money, right? Because she would have been so much more. She didn't have any money in the market. She only had half of her portfolio. She did the exact same thing. She put $50,000 off to the side and spent it over 10 years, and every 10 years replenished the earn nothing bank account. Where would she have been after 20 years?
If she had done the spend out of a safe account, you're saying.
Right. She had $664,000.
After how many years?
20 years.
20 years, $664,000. By just taking it out of the volatile portfolio.
She would have only had $460,000. But what would she have after 30 years?
$591,000.
After 30 years, instead of $591,000, she had $507,000. She gave up about $60,000 in legacy to protect about what Mr. Smith went through. You gave up something.
Yeah. But you got peace of mind. All right. 877-PLANNER. This is great. Johnny D., Professor Rick Plum. Coming back with more greatness right after this.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me. For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
It's strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking strategy here with you. Oh, by the way, okay, a couple different things. 877-PLANNER, if you want to get in touch with us, call now, 877-PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com, where you can also find the webinar, the Social Security webinar, 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Social Security. It's only available at wealthed.com on demand. You can watch it, a free webinar featuring Professor Plum and Ray Lucia Jr. talking to you about the 9 vital steps that we believe, 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. Watch it now. Go to wealthed.com. Just log in. Take you not even a minute, maybe a lot less, to register there, and you're there. You're in. You can watch it as many times as you want, anytime you want. Take notes. You're going to probably need to watch it a couple of times to make sure that you get everything, because so much of that, those 9 vital steps, I would guess maybe for each person you're going to be affected in one way or another by at least 3 or 4. Not a guarantee, but just sort of a general observation I made. 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. Don't miss it. While it's up there for a limited time, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Again, our number, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. If you've been listening the whole hour, first of all, congratulations. We appreciate that. I think it's helpful. We've been talking about the whole idea, Professor Plum, of trying to prevent, how do I put this, retiring at the wrong time.
The problem now, is you can never tell when the wrong time is.
That's it. You see, on our last scenario, we had Mr. Smith retiring in 1969 and taking money out of a volatile portfolio the way so many people recommend you do, which, of course, is gambling, and being out of money in 19, 20 years. Gone. On the other hand, Ms. Jones just happened to retire at a really good time in the market. Positive sequence of returns for the first, 20 years. Not only was she not out of money after 20 years, but she had money after 30 years. In fact, about 5 times as much as what she started with, and still had an income. Now, of course, Ms. Jones just got lucky. The question is, do you want to just have to get lucky with your retirement portfolio? I say no. I don't want to gamble. I don't. So what we did was, Mr. Smith was out of money. We said, okay, we're going to go back in time and redo Mr. Smith's strategy. And that's the question. That's the problem there, the strategy. It had nothing to do with the fact that he wanted to take 5% out per year.
That was fine.
That was fine. It could have worked. The problem was the strategy, Professor Plum.
He was taking out a portfolio that had volatility. And I think it's also important to notice that even when Miss Jones was doing the 5% of the original balance. She started with $100,000, and she was taking out money that over the last 10 years of her 30-year life, where she was taking out less than 1%. I mean, her portfolio had risen to $500,000, $600,000 after 20 years, and she's still only taking $5,000 a year out. So less than 1%. The amount of return that she achieved over the last 10 years was only about 1% a year because she was taking money out. Now, the portfolio did okay the last 10 years. She obviously survived because she was only taking 1% a year out, but there wasn't very much growth associated with it because she was taking money out at the wrong time. Now, the growth over the last 10 years wasn't all that great, but it was better than 1%. The problem was she was pulling money out of it in the down years. There were some down years in her last 10-year time horizon. So it's not the portfolio. It's the way that you're using the portfolio. If you're using a one portfolio concept where all of your money is in one pretty balanced pie chart, balanced portfolio, while you're saving and accumulating money, you're giving up some potential growth because of dollar cost averaging by not using a more segmented approach. You can probably live with that. On the other side, when you start distributing money from your portfolio, you may be able to live with it or you may not, and you have no control over which one of those events happens. It's all about the returns that you receive in the not too distant future. And I don't mean between now and the end of the year. Between now and the end of the decade, sure. Between now and the end of 2027, the next 5 to 10 years, those returns are the ones that are going to dictate whether or not. And we didn't even include inflation with this one.
Yeah, we didn't.
If you want to include inflation, you're going to have a bigger problem. You're going to need a better way to take money out of a portfolio than just having a pretty pie chart where everything comes out and everything's rebalanced.
Why do we see so often, Professor Plum, we run the numbers. We know it's dangerous to take money out of a volatile portfolio as opposed to taking your short-term needs from, you know, something relatively safe that's not going to be affected by the market. Why do we see so many different people suggest that you should do exactly what Mr. Smith did with the potential of running out of money?
Because it's very easy. It's something we want to achieve. We want to hear that we can get good rates of return. We all like that, right? We want to hear that it can be simple. We want to hear that all we have to do is do one thing and life will work fine. Unfortunately, that's not the way it works. I mean, the reality is, Mr. Smith, if he had just put his money into the same balanced portfolio and not taken distributions, he would have received almost a 9% rate of return over those 20 years. A 9% rate of return over a 20-year time horizon with the portfolio that he had. But he ran out of money because it wasn't just left alone to go through the ups and downs that happened, especially in the early years of that particular sequence. Mr. Jones, instead of earning an almost 9% annualized rate of return on this hypothetical 60-40 portfolio, was out of money in 20 years. His rate of return by taking a distribution from that balanced portfolio went from a 20-year, almost 9% rate of return to a 20-year 0% rate of return. And if I'm taking $5,000 out of 5% out of a portfolio that earns 0% over 20 years, guess how long it's going to last? 20 years.
20 years.
Amazing how that works. It wasn't the portfolio's fault. And this is the problem with looking historically at performance. Wow, that thing's done great over the last 10 years, 15 years, 7 years. Pick your, longer than short-term time horizon. And then applying that going forward, first off, is difficult. But if you do, and you don't take into consideration the volatility and the fact that if you're taking money out of that portfolio, that money can never recover, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a big problem, which is why we address this whole idea. Buckets. That's how we do it.
Time segmentation.
That's it. That's it. Assets match to liabilities. Okay, we got to take a break. We're going to come back for more. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Rick Plum. Of course, any Lucia Capital Group advisor as well. 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Stick around. More coming up. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.